Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Supply.
Hey, Joelle here. Before the show gets started, we wanted to let you know that the first 15 minutes are pretty racy. We get into some hilarious but naughty topics. So if you happen to listen with your children, you know, you might want to just skip forward to the 15 minute mark and just dive right into the slightly more wholesome show you love. All right. Enjoy the show. Thanks. Bye.
Let me test the sound machine.
Where did you get that new sound?
Dana, why did you blur your background like that?
Because if we're going to use these for video, my background does not look good right now.
Mine doesn't either. Hey, Dana.
It looks good. Yeah.
How are you going? So I think we could tell the audience what our plan is. Right, Donald?
Well, let's just give them the,
Should we tease them? Should we tickle their genitals?
I mean, some people like their genitals tickled.
Joel is tickling.
Some people do not. Joel said
a clear no on that.
I think not the fans' genitals. You know, you find somebody else's genitals to tickle. I'm all for it.
Okay, some people don't like their genitals tickled. That's for sure.
Joel, give me a good way to describe what we want to do. We want to tease something, a new element of the show. I didn't mean literally, Joelle. I meant figuratively.
I don't like my genitals tickled.
You don't?
Figuratively either.
You don't like them figuratively or literally tickled?
No, I prefer them massaged.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I guess tickling your balls isn't nice.
Because sometimes tickling involves plucking. That's never
really
nice.
You don't really think of tickling and balls. All right, we got off topic already.
Strange introduction.
How did we digress so quickly?
That was my fault. I'm sorry.
Sounds like the show.
That's like world record.
Fastest time to tickling balls.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway,
we are going to 5 minutes into the show. We're like a minute and 53 seconds into the show, and we're already talking about balls.
Okay, Daniel Timpani. Yes. We are going to start putting up all of the episodes, little by little, on YouTube. Ta-da!
Thunderous applause now.
All we have is really bad video off of Zoom.
Right.
So Daniel is going to start. I don't know if you've begun. Daniel, have you begun?
I have. I'm basically making one to try it out.
We're doing a proof of concept, Daniel.
Yeah.
That's what the kids say.
There you go. Proof of concept. I'm like halfway through so far.
And so viewers, listeners who will soon be viewers, know that the quality is not anything better than a Zoom call, but you're going to have access to see all the stuff we've been, our faces and all of our reactions to stuff.
You're not only that, you're going to get to witness I mean, we went through it. There was pandemic happened. So many things happened, man. Like, and you just heard our voices. Now you'll get to see our faces.
You get to see Donald's closet.
You get to see the closet. You get to see my freaking beard. Oh my God. That's got like outrageously out of control. I've said, like, I'm giving away a lot by doing this. You're gonna see my receding hairline. There's just so many things.
Same.
Well, now Daniel, I have a question about our proof of concept. Are you gonna always, because of the limited resolution, are you gonna always keep it the 4 or 3 or whatever your guests come in boxes, or are you going to be able to pop in a little bit on some of the frames, or is that not possible?
It's certainly possible. And I plan on doing that. What's going to happen, the unfortunate factor is that it's merely going to be like in Adobe Premiere, simply expanding a window. So the resolution isn't going to get better. Right. I mean, I will say for your camera and my camera, it'll probably be the best.
No, but I haven't been doing that.
If you would throw it into AI, would that change anything?
No,
not up resolution. Actually, I don't think AI far is good with upping. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. I was about to say, I don't think it's good with upping resolution yet. I've seen examples of it. It doesn't look good. Right, Daniel?
It's not great.
All right. Now, here's the thing. Going forward, though, Joelle and Daniel, you might not even know this yet. These are negotiations that are going on behind the scenes. I'm trying to tickle the balls, Daniel.
No, we don't want to tickle them. We want to massage.
I'm tickling your balls.
No, I like my balls massaged, I said.
I'm massaging your taint.
I do like that.
I got to tell you about a nair. Have you ever naired your taint?
You know, I'm thinking about nairing the whole sack.
Yeah, everything. There was this viral video about a guy putting nair all in his butt crack and his taint and his balls. And I thought to myself, you might try doing that.
But it's only...
Just go for the wax. Just go straight wax.
No, that looks like it hurts.
No, that looks like it hurts.
But nair does it?
I think the nair hurts,
Nair
too.
Is burning. Nair hurts. Is so much worse than a wax.
I think so, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about nair.
Sure.
Do you think nair will hurt our scrotums?
Nair hurts your leg. It will for sure.
You know what? I do want to try the waxing. I feel like there's a bit of... pleasure in the warmness of the wax around the taint, anus,
not when you
and
pull
balls.
It off, bro. Not when you pull it off.
But the applying it seems like it's very
warm wax on your taint. Wait,
taint,
don't I
sack?
Don't you have to go in somewhere though? We can't do this
crack,
to ourselves.
Isn't there? Why not?
A professional will do it to you.
Yeah, I live near West Hollywood. There's many a place that'll wax your taint.
Mm-hmm.
Not only your tank, they'll wax your hole, your butthole,
everything.
Your balls.
Cheeks.
Bleach
you
it
You
want
to go together? Why don't we try nair
first? I don't
want to
bleach it. No, I don't. Listen.
Why don't we try nair first?
Don't need to bleach.
Go the whole nine.
Do you want to try
nair? No, bleaching just seems a little extra. That seems like chemical. Wax is like, you know, wax and comes off.
Wait, why would you need bleach?
Dude, probably every girl you've ever dated or most of the girls you've ever dated have bleached their asshole. You think I'm joking?
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
Okay.
A lot of people do it.
Joelle,
I bet more
really?
People than you would think. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't know this. I'm too old to learn this now. I have questions. Well, why don't we start with nair?
No, it sounds like
I'm going to Amazon some nair to your house and let's have an experiment.
No.
Please
but
record
we should get
it.
Sponsored by Nair, Joelle.
No.
See if you can get nair
there
to come
no
on.
There will be no recording of it,
Joelle, can you get nair to sponsor the show?
No.
And then we'll do an experiment.
We can certainly try.
There's no way you want nair. And they say it burns. You don't want a burning asshole or balls or
taint.
I'm going to
try an
taint.
Area because this guy on social media who went viral, he had a very hairy crack. And he... just nared it all away.
And did he scream while naring it all away? Or did
I
you not
even
see
the video? I just heard that he went viral for naring his crack.
Yeah, because
I'm not on TikTok.
Like,
I think it was
insane.
TikTok. All right, can we get back to what I was talking about? All right.
Sure, of course.
Do you want to do a before and after of my crack?
I do not want to do that, but I'm taking a picture for posting.
Beautiful. Social media minded. Right.
Anyway, that's some behind
the scenes
stuff.
Social media would be ablaze if you did that, though.
No, I'm just saying for the show, No, I would ask I would ask Joelle to look away. I would make Daniel watch.
Thank you.
And I would spread eagle. Oh, I'd go into happy baby pose for you.
Oh my
guys.
God.
Oh my God. Happy baby pose. Perfect.
I don't think that's the way it's done. I think you're like bent over because then you can get the full wax.
I'm not going into a place. That's why I'm not gonna wax. I feel nearing at home.
Why won't you go into a place?
I just feel I'd be too vulnerable. I'd feel too sensitive.
They're professionals.
They are.
What if they wanted to small talk?
Oh, they will.
They are chatty. The lights are very bright.
Chatty. I've had a what do you call it? A colonic before.
Mm.
That was an interesting experience.
I can imagine.
And that was very, very open.
So to speak.
I just hate when they start talking about, you know, what they're seeing. So what you see here is, this is all the backed up stuff right here. I hate all of that shit. I can't take that.
Have you had a colonic before?
Of course, everyone has. A lot of people have.
No, that's when they fill you, not a colonoscopy, when they fill you with the water.
Yes, with water. And they freaking let you see. And you see the tube of poop floating by.
Yeah. What's crazy about my experience was that happened, right? You see a bunch of stuff come out and then they fill you up again and then sort of nothing got drained out the second round. And the third round, it was like something like up in my rib cage. I could feel like these two just release.
Yeah.
And then it was like a Lego I ate in like the second grade came floating by and like I just fucking... clean everything out.
Horror stories are happening. I've never heard of this. This is crazy.
You haven't heard of that?
Okay, not the fact that you actually have to see the stuff coming out of you.
Well, you can choose to look away, but the person who's doing it is so geeked. They're so geeked. They love it. They're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's in a tube of water, and it just comes
clear
flushing through.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Okay.
I liked it. It felt nice.
It did not feel nice. I felt like I had to poop the whole time.
Well, that's the whole point. They fill you up and then you tell them when you have to poop and then they go, they hit a button and it just all drains out of you.
Drains out.
Like a vacuum? I'm confused.
No, it doesn't suck. Does it, Donald? It doesn't suck.
I don't know.
It just drains out. Because I think sucking could be dangerous if you suck too hard and plug. Can you book someone who does colonics, Joelle? And we can ask all these questions.
So many questions, yes.
Because I have a colonic questions. You have to eat like special food that day because...
Man, I did some psyllium husk. I was constipated. I remember I was a kid. And I ate psyllium husk to try and poop and everything and nothing was working. And, you know, I could feel like the toxins coming out my skin and stuff. And my dad was like, you know what you need? You need a colonic.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and got a colonic, and I remember seeing all of that. I think I was like 15 or 16.
Oh, you were young.
And I remember seeing all of that shit come out and being like, wow, I didn't know I had that much stuff in me.
Yeah. Like, now think of 50 years.
Now think of 50 years. You store so much stuff and don't realize it's stored up.
Yeah, it's just chilling, like in the intestine, just like chilling like this. Like on a
on the walls, like, yo, what's good with you? What's good? It's on the wall. It's all playing the wall like thugs in the club.
Wow. It's in all the nooks
thugs
and crannies.
Thugs in the club.
Thugs in the club.
Anyway, I need more colonic info, Joelle.
Yeah.
Well, got it.
I did not enjoy it. I'm going to be honest with you.
But didn't you feel like super cleaned out when you were done?
Yeah, but I did not enjoy the process. You know what I mean? Where it seems like I would enjoy the beginning of the process of a waxing, not necessarily the end part.
I don't
know
why you think you'd enjoy it. You've seen the 40-year-old virgin. Imagine that on your scrotum.
Right. That said, I did a quick Google search. Does Nair burn on your asshole?
Oh, thank you, Dan. What does
it
say?
Hair removal creams, such as Nair, are not recommended for use in your nether regions because of the risk of burns or severe allergic reaction.
Oh, good. What? Audience, listen, don't do it. I might try it as an experiment, but don't you guys do it.
No, dude.
No, what if I just do the inside of the cheeks and not the actual bunghole that'll be newly bleached?
I was under the impression that you just bleached it for when you're presenting,
right?
No, no, it's permanently bleached. You're saying...
No, you got to go back and forth. You got to continue to go.
How often
get
you got to go after your... Can you Google how often does one need to have their anus bleached?
How often?
This is really blowing my mind. Your guys'
search engine is going to be nuts. You're going to have to delete so many days after this.
I am so blown away by this anus bleaching conversation. Go ahead, Daniel.
You might see results after your first treatment, but you probably need to have it done 3 or 4 times for the best result. After that, it's all about upkeep. Get a touch-up every 6 months to 1 year to maintain the look.
Hmm. I gotta do that.
This is from an article titled, Is Anal Bleaching Worth the Bootylicious Hype?
What is the bootylicious hype?
This has been going on forever, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I am in such shock. All right. That's another thing I gotta do.
Hell yeah.
Do we want to start the show?
5, 6, 7, 8 stories about a show we made about a bunch of doctors and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's the stories that you all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch show with Zach and Dono.
What an intro. I'm sorry, audience. We were a little bit silly today, I think.
So good. Oh, man. What a week we've had, bro. What a freaking week. Holy cow.
Listen, Donald and I were working on a secret project, and I have to tell you, this guy spends so much energy making the crew laugh. He puts on a whole show.
It's important that everyone has fun.
No, I'm with you, bro. But I think you also need a little downtime between takes, because this dude does a take, and they call cut, and it was a big crew. It was a huge crew. And Donald's like doing stand-up for the crew, and dancing around, being crazy. I'm like, bro, you got to save it. But you did have a lot of the crew laughing.
I like the people. I like working with good people, and we were working with great people, and we've been working with them for a while. And so that was a lot of fun. And yeah, man, if they enjoy it and if they dig it and it makes the day go faster for them, fuck it. You know what I mean?
You were very funny. You're very funny, man. You had me laughing.
But anyway.
You had me laughing.
What a fucking week, dude. Holy cow.
You can't talk about that yet.
You can beep it. He could beep it.
Okay. Well, just beep that. Donald's kids visited us shooting, and they were adorable as always. Your daughter, I think I scored her a dance teacher.
I think that might happen. I think it might go down.
I really am so into her getting a teacher. And Casey said it's been hard for you guys to find the right person. I think I helped instigate her finding the right person.
We'll see.
Should we talk about this episode? It was hilarious. I laughed so much.
I laughed quite a few times, actually. It started off and I was like, all right, I know this is the Bahama episode. I kind of remember how we get there. I know it's because the janitor's getting married and everything like that. But to weave that into the story of Sacred Heart, how is this going to work? And is it going to work? And it worked really well. That shit was hilarious, dude. It was very, very funny.
I laughed so much. I mean, this is Scrubs back to true form. And of course, it was directed by Bill Lawrence. So that doesn't surprise. And then Bill Callahan wrote it. But also, you have to understand that when Bill's directing, he never leaves set. So you're automatically going to, the show's always going to be so much funnier because, you know, in the norm, he's there, as we've told you, for rehearsals, and he's there to like punch up jokes, and then he leaves because he has to go edit, he has to go back to the writer's room, he has to go do 1,000 things. But when he's directing, he never leaves. So he's there coming up with jokes nonstop. So his episodes are always going to be even funnier because he's not allowed to leave.
Well, he sometimes leaves during setups. He would sometimes leave during
setups. No, he joked about that, but he never really leaves. Except his joke was that on Tuesday night, he plays basketball. And he's like, when it started creeping into basketball time on Tuesday night, he'd be like, you guys can keep acting, but I'm going to be leaving. By the way, I saw Neil Flynn today, this morning, and he looked great. And just so nice to catch up with him. And
where'd you see him at?
And, you know, he knows Brian Klugman. Really? Their neighbor. Yeah, they're neighbors. And it was just bizarre. Brian, we told you guys, is the guy, we had him on the show, who's the Don Draper of the T-Mobile campaign. Anyway, just that's random. But it was just great to see him. I saw him on the Warner Brothers lot.
Dude, you've been out and about today, huh?
I know I had an early morning doing stuff. Yeah.
Good for you. That's always nice.
Yeah.
Getting out of the house, guys. Woo.
Well, I'm trying to get those 10,000 steps. I've been doing this thing where I am committed to getting 10,000 steps a day. And if you can spread it around through your day, it's a whole lot easier than when you get to be 435 and you're like, look at your steps and you're like, fuck. Because if you're
at the end of the day looked at your steps and it was like 3,000?
No. Well, since I've been committed to this, yes. And I'm lucky enough to have a treadmill because I don't live in a flat part of town. Obviously, if I lived in a flat part of town, I would just go, okay, shit. Okay, I got to go on a long walk and listen to a podcast or something. But what I've been doing is when that happens and it gets to be dark out in LA early, I just go on the treadmill. I watch Shark Tank or I put on a podcast. I've stopped watching the news because I realized I was doing that. I was getting on the treadmill watching the news, which is just so horrible for one's brain.
It's informative, but it's also, you know, it's just a lot, dude.
No, it's not the right way to digest what's going on in the world. And it's, I think, bad for your soul. So anyway, I switched to Shark Tank, which I absolutely love, and or podcasts. But my point is that, yes, what I try and do, like today after this podcast, it'll be early enough and the sun will be out. I'll go on a hike or I'll go on.
Do you ever do Runyon? Have you done Runyon
yet? Yeah, I'll probably do Runyon today. I'm figuring out which hikes actually get me all the way to my 10,000 steps. Because sometimes you do a hike and then you go about your day and then you come home and you're like, you're still at like 7,000. You're like, now I got to go get on the treadmill after I did a hike today. So you got to plan it out. But anyone listening who wants to join me in the 10,000 a day step challenge that I've just announced, please do. Your phone will count it for you. But if you don't have your phone on you all the time, you need something like a
Fitbit
or a ring, or I'm sure even they have cheap, regular old school pedometers you can stick on your right, Daniel. They probably have like Amazon probably has like a cheap pedometer to count your steps.
Yeah. Fitbits are also pretty cheap too, honestly.
What is they're not cost? As expensive as
there's also 45. Isn't there? Oh, it's 40 bucks, but is there a, what do you call it? A subscription?
There's always an app. Yeah. Well, there's an app.
There's an app, but I think if you just want to like transfer the data, you can just get the $40 version.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. But I'm just saying for someone that doesn't even have 40 bucks to spend,
totally.
There's probably a pedometer on Amazon that's like manual. Right, what do you call it? What do you call it? Analog.
Mm.
But anyway, Donald's talking about maybe joining me in my 10,000
I really want to do it. The thing is, it's so far away from where I live now.
Well, no, the particular trainer I'm using is, but you don't have to.
Could I do the meal service?
I don't think they're going to deliver to you where you live.
I'm down for I'm down to do the 10,000 steps.
You can do it anywhere, dude. I'm just eating protein and vegetables. That's it. It's protein and vegetables and 10,000 steps a day and then working out 3 times a week. That's the program I'm on. It's pretty basic, but it's working.
Good for you, man.
Right on. You look great too.
Thank you.
You're nice and svelte. You're not like thick and muscular yet, but you're svelte and skinny and you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
well, just doing this, just doing eating right and 10,000 steps a day. It's falling off quick.
Mm.
My December love handles.
I turned 50 this year. I'm going to do something. I'm going to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, man. I think it's good to have someone you're accountable to. You should just like be my partner.
I am your partner.
No, I mean like join me in the commitment.
I'll never join you.
Join me. By the way, 10 bucks on Amazon.
$10 on Amazon if you need the cheapest option. There you go. It'll count your steps. 10,000 steps a day. The Fake Doctors, Real Friends Challenge. Join us, or at least so far join me, and maybe Donald will join me too, and then I can say join us.
If only you knew the power of the dark side.
What you trying to get into a day soon? Ooh. What you trying to do? All right, you need to take a break, Daniel?
Sure.
We have to talk more about the TV show Scrubs. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
And we're back.
All right, so here we go. The show, we even started. Oh my God, sorry. We had a big week.
Spring is in the air, and all these couples are in love. Elliot's watching Sam. She couldn't take him to daycare because the redhead kid. This redhead theme is. It ran throughout the whole.
Yeah, I forgot this. She has a real phobia of redheaded children with freckles.
Redheaded children usually do have freckles.
All right, well, Elliot, I don't remember that Elliot has a real issue with it.
She has a. Not only does she
feel
have
like
an
a
issue
joke
with
you could
it,
do you would do in 2024.
We did it on Extended Family.
You did
my character in the first episode.
He doesn't like redheads either.
No, he made a redheaded stepchild joke about the Celtics and how they're redheaded stepchildren and reddest of the reddest and the steppiest of the steppest. And it got back, it backfired. And he had to form an apology. This is how he meets his fiance, Julia. This is how my character meets his fiance.
Oh, I see. It was something he said that offended people, and your character had to walk it back.
Yeah, because the Celtics, Irish people.
Oh, a lot of Irish.
A lot of redheads.
Got it. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, Elliot sings Old MacDonald out of tune, which gives JD 44 seconds to run and find her a present because it's their first time they kissed anniversary. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 7 years, obviously.
Yeah, this kind of caught me off guard because after coming out of last week's episode and doing – and this joke – this little bit, it didn't make that much sense to me. But after watching the show and it intertwining, Bill is fucking really smart, man. Like, JD knows how important it is for him to show Elliot how much he loves her. Then Elliot, so we're already in that world, right? JD knows it's important. And then she hits them with the I love you thing. And now all of a sudden, it's even more invested. And we're like, this is no problem. In the beginning of the show, this motherfucker ran to go get the box. He ran to go get flowers and everything. But then she throws the, oh, no, not that way. When I'm looking nice, when I'm ready for it, when you've thought about it, really. That's really fucking clever writing, dude, because you planted the seed in the beginning and then you throw in the stake and then there's the stakes right there. That's fucking cool, dude, man. Like, just by going through this, the education, if you start studying this, you could study Scrubs and really fucking become a writer, man. Like, he throws you the formula every week on how to do a show like this. He's fucking masterful. Yeah. Bill Lawrence, you're a master.
I think it's safe to say he's good at it.
Yeah.
So JD runs to get a present, and the 44 seconds comes up on the screen as a timer. He runs, and then he sees Leonard, who says, quote, be cool, honky.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get away with that. in 2024.
Well, I'm just saying that Leonard is really has an eye on. I mean, JD showed no signs of stealing anything. He just put his hand on an electric toothbrush, and Leonard says, "Be cool, honky."
I'm gonna keep it 100. I think law enforcement knows when shit's about to go down. Sometimes.
Well, Leonard had a sixth sense.
Yeah, he did.
I saw Leonard today too, by the way, on the Warner Brothers lot.
You saw Randall today too?
I was at Shrinking, and so I saw Shrinking's about to start up, and I'm directing episodes 3 and 4. And Leonard, a.k.a. Randall Winston, is also directing Shrinking.
That's wonderful.
Nice. So Leonard says, be cool, honky. And then JD runs off, and then there's this really funny shot of the hook, from Leonard's hook, chasing JD.
It's like, what is that first-person shooter?
Yeah. I laughed out loud at that shot. That shot was funny. And then it turns out it's a toothbrush.
Why does he now have the rubber tips on his hook? Did he always have the rubber tips on his hook?
I think he always had rubber tips on his hook.
Are rubber tips mandatory?
No, I think you can. If you have a hook, you can choose what kind of tip you want. But I think Leonard chose rubber tips. I don't know.
Because
that's the extent.
Without the rubber tip, you got a weapon also, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, maybe he didn't want to cut anyone.
My
man. Unless he needs
it's
to.
It's Leonard.
He needs to.
It's
he slips him off if shit gets real.
He did, right? Oh, you done made me take the rubber tips off.
He pulls his tips off. Anyway, so then JD gets back and he says something crazy. He says, he gives her, she goes, why do you need a toothbrush? And then JD makes up a whole reason, which we'll get to, but he thought it was a sex toy. Why does JD think that the hospital gift shop sells sex toys? That I don't understand. But then the lie he makes up is that he was using her toothbrush in the shower and he peed, and then he accidentally peed on her toothbrush.
And then she says, you peed in my shower.
Yeah, she's very pissed off that he pees in the shower.
And he realizes this was the wrong way to go, and he comes clean and says, you know what? It's our anniversary. I didn't get you a present. I was trying to distract you.
Right. I did laugh when Leonard shows up and JD slowly pinches Leonard's hook closed.
He's like, that was the old you, Leonard.
Yeah. That was the old you, Leonard. Like, Leonard's calmed. Leonard's been reformed. Because isn't he dating Gloria? Didn't he marry Gloria?
Yeah. Love that white meat. That's what he says, right? Love that white meat.
But I love that Gloria has tamed Leonard. This episode is so funny.
But Gloria's not in the brain trust anymore because of this too. Isn't this right?
That wasn't Gloria. That was Marge.
Was it?
Right? Joelle?
Yeah, that's correct.
Marge. What was her name? She worked in the cafeteria.
Yeah. I don't know. But the brain trust is back. Speaking of brain trust.
Is back, yeah.
Holy cow.
Before you go to that, you skipped that the janitor's only time he's ever been in love before, lady, was a female janitor.
He was lying, but, and you know he's lying.
But her mop came first, and he found her in bed with the mop.
Yeah, he's lying. He's lying his ass off, and you know this. And lady loves it. And lady loves it.
Lady
she
never
it
seems fazed by the janitor's lies.
She eats it up. Didn't he come clean and tell her that he lies a lot and all of that stuff, but he makes shit up and...
Well, she must know. She's been to his house. She must know that, like, a lot, like, so much of this are lies.
Right.
She must know that. Except the squirrel army's real.
Well, it was real. He doesn't have it anymore.
He sold it to buy Steven.
Yes. Because he's scared of Carla.
Oh, my God. This fucking show.
Margot was the original lady member of the Brain Trust. Margot, Randall, Troy, and Janitor were the original.
Oh, Crazy Eyes Margot was her name.
Yeah,
Margot. I apologize, audience, for forgetting that. Crazy Eyes Margot was in the original Brain Trust. And Troy.
And Troy? Troy caught a charge or something? Is that what happened? What happened to Troy that he's no longer...
I don't know why he caught a charge.
Those guys are no longer in it. But so now it's the Todd... Ted and Lloyd fakes his death. Is this what happened?
Lloyd, this is crazy. Lloyd, when they go to the brain trust meeting in the break room, there's just a cutout of Lloyd because they say he died. But then we learn, and that's why they allowed Doug back into the brain trust. I think this is right. Johnny Castle's first episode in the season. And then Lloyd shows up and he says, I faked my own death. I went into debt to a
with bookie.
A bookie. Yeah, and it didn't work out because he saw me in a mall. He says, can I borrow $80,000?
But they kick out
Johnny.
Doug.
Yeah.
Right then and there when Lloyd shows back up. Doug,
no, but
you're
then
out.
Lloyd has to run away because
and
he's
so
on the
Doug's
lam.
Back in.
Doug's back in.
Permanently.
Scrubs Wiki had a funny thing, and that is that. So I guess when Lloyd became, and even though Lloyd became an ambulance driver in season seven's quote, My Bad Two, he wears his delivery man uniform in this episode. So I don't know. But I guess in theory, if he faked his own death, he was fired from the ambulance or
he
let
go. He can't have that job anymore.
Right. Or he just grabbed the uniform that was in his closet because that's all he has. I don't know.
Right.
I could watch a whole show of Lloyd.
Lloyd's a funny show. The Chronicles of Lloyd.
I mean, I would just watch like short films on YouTube about like Lloyd's, the adventures of Lloyd on the lam. Okay, this scene has a lot in it, man. So after that, we learn that the janitor offers self-control classes for $60 a session in his garage. And he offered them to...
Well, he offers Todd. It to the Todd after he smacks the shit out of the Lloyd, Lloyd poster, the Lloyd cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
It was cardboard five.
Yeah. The Todd cannot, the Lloyd cutout, for those of you listening who don't remember, is the Lloyd cutout has its hand up in a high five position. And Todd can't restrain himself from high fiving it and always knocking it over. So the janitor offered him several sessions. Yeah. Well, he owes him, Todd owes him money because he hasn't paid yet for the one self-control session he's already had. And he's offering him another because he just knocks it over.
Cardboard five.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
Okay. So this is where the show all of a sudden turns into the Bahamas episode.
Wait, don't go there yet. What about when you're invited in the cafeteria? First of all, the cafeteria
that's
has
the
one
end.
Of
the that's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
this
sorry.
This is where it turns into a your completely different.
Your invitation
yes,
to
Black Doctor.
Black yes. Doctor.
Yes. Yes.
He doesn't know your name. Well, Sarah says Blonde Doctor. He doesn't know anyone's name.
Clearly. Except for yours.
Does he know my
Dorian.
Name?
Dorian.
Oh, he calls me Dorian?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry, Donald. You were saying they're in the cafeteria. We learned that the wedding is in 3 days.
Right, the janitor's getting married to Lady in 3 days in the Bahamas, and he's invited everyone. Right. And no one's going to go at first, and then JD rallies the troops and convinces everyone to go to the Bahamas for the janitor and Lady's wedding.
Right, and Ted says that he can't go because octopuses come out on land at night, and they drag people into the trees and rip their faces off.
Yes.
So he's concerned about attending the wedding.
Right. Which is come on.
Well, Ted's a little nuts. This is one of the jokes that always makes me laugh so hard. This whole like when Todd catches wind that I've rallied us all to go, he goes, "You said we're all going, right?" And I go, "No, just I'm really just, hey Todd, I'm just really talking to these two tables."
Tables.
And then Kelso stands up and he's like, "Well, I'm at this table." And I go, "Oh, right. So Todd, I'm kind of am talking to all the tables, but not your chair." Not your chair.
He goes anyway though.
By the way, speaking, not to jump ahead, but did you notice how they cropped him out? And he's in his full banana hammock on the beach. That was NBC showed that whole thing with his package all oiled up. But
no,
Disney
we weren't on NBC at this time. We're now on ABC at this time.
Right, but we shot it. I remember Bill shot
a version
the whole thing,
of him with his
never,
whole package out.
Right, but it's cropped right at his waistline.
Yeah, because ABC Disney doesn't like that. NBC was like, do that shit.
But I remember in the Bahamas, it being shot and us all laughing so hard because he was, humping the air and making his package dance and
bounce in the air and all that stuff.
And none of that is on the show. He's just cropped from the waistline up.
Different storytelling.
When it was hilarious, though.
Yeah.
I remember on the day it being so funny.
Dude, I remember catching, I'm pretty sure I got sun poisoning that day because I was fucking, I remember being there and feeling like I was going to throw up when we're sitting on the beach, the two of us. I remember that shot and having to take cold water from, or water from under me and just pouring it on me to try and cool off. It was so hot when we did.
And we were drinking also.
We were all drinking. We were fucking
kids. We partied down there. We should talk about the Bahamas. We partied down there. We got, it was crazy what happened. Bill and Randall figured out a way
to bring the, all of
to
us.
To bring the whole crew. Now in a normal, this was kind of like a, like just a celebration of all these seasons for the crew. I mean, obviously everyone had to work their asses off in the sun, especially the crew. I don't mean to say that they were, it was a full vacation because everyone was still working, but they chartered a giant plane. Not like a private jet, like a regular,
a 747 type.
Well, wasn't a 747, but a commercial plane for with, I don't know, 150 seats or something. Mm-hmm. And the whole crew got on it, and we brought the entire crew down to the Bahamas. This was Hopetown, which is very small. Like, there's no cars; it's just golf carts in Hopetown. So it was extra hard for the crew to move all the gear around. We had to bring all the gear, not from LA, but I mean, maybe we brought our cameras, but like the lighting and grip equipment, I believe was, I don't know, from Florida or something. I'm not sure how that all got there.
We stopped in Florida. We didn't stop in Florida on the way. We stopped in Florida on the way back. So I don't know where the equipment.
I'm not sure the grip and electric equipment, I think came on from Florida. I don't know. Anyway, the point is that it was fun, but we were all like, the whole crew and cast, when we weren't shooting, were partying.
Right? Well, even if you were shooting later on, you were drinking and partying. Like, yeah. We partied so hard. The minute we landed in the Bahamas, everybody forgot that we had a job to do. And I know
well,
it was
not
hard
everyone.
For Randall.
I think the cast.
I know it was hard for Randall and Bill to wrangle everyone. You know.
Oh, but yeah.
I know it was hard for them. And we had, you know, and we freaking, we, like, they'd say cut, and I was eating conch. Fried conch, you know what I mean? Like, I must have gained like 200 pounds in the Bahamas while doing this thing. And Casey came with me too. Yeah. Like, oh my God, dude, this is when me and Casey were just starting to fucking really fire up and everything like that.
And we all stayed in the same little house together.
Yep.
I mean, me, you, Sarah, Casey, right?
Yeah.
And I just remember being so fun. I remember some of the crew, like everyone, when everyone got hammered at times. But I remember when we first got there, like we pulled up on a boat and there was a few crew members that were like hammered already because people were drinking on the plane over there. And then we had to like land. Oh, yeah. We landed in the Bahamas, like Nassau or whatever. But then we had to take a boat.
Yeah. Randall made his infamous Bloody Marys. Most of you will never get the opportunity to taste this. But Randall Winston, director of Shrinking and line producer of Scrubs, makes one of the best Bloody Marys you'll ever have in your life.
And what's so good about it? It's just lots of vodka. Just, I think.
No, it's not. It's not lots of vodka. He mastered the tomato, whatever that sauce is that they put in that blood. He masters it so well that it's tangy. And limey. But it still has the, you know, anyway, it was amazing. I remember drinking a few of them on the plane.
Yeah. Anyway, there was a lot of hammeredness. I mean, good thing. I mean, it's a hard job for Bill to shoot this on an island, wrangle everyone whose minds were everywhere. But man, it looks pretty. I think John Inwood did a beautiful job. The cinematography is really beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing. And then, and when we get to the Bahamas, it opens it up for some of our crew members to be in the show as well.
Yeah, there's some good cameos we'll talk about. But before that, we should introduce a fan favorite, Donald. This is something that comes up all the time for you and I, these tiki necklaces. Na-na-na-na!
Is Scrubs in the Brady Bunch universe?
Well,
they
JD
watched
doesn't
it on
imagine.
TV, but when JD goes to his fantasy, Greg Brady is very happy to sell those tikis.
Yeah, it's actually in the world of JD's imagination, it's Greg Brady who sold the tiki necklaces to us. And he's so happy to get rid of them. And then he makes like sort of an evil cackle, and then he exits through his classic Greg Brady beaded door.
That guy hates doors, regular doors.
And then
doors.
That comes back, and JD goes, that guy hates regular doors. For those of you who have no idea what that's about, Greg Brady on his bedroom door didn't have a normal door, I don't think. He just had hanging beads.
Yes. So his room was always open cut. To everyone. His room was open to everyone, I believe.
But didn't he move in one season down to his dad's office?
Oh, I don't. I'm not that versed on the Brady Bunch.
I feel like Greg, Joel, can you look this up, one of you guys? I think for some of the seasons, he lived like in the attic. And then I feel like there was a certain point where he then.
I think you might be confusing the Brady Bunch with Growing Pains.
No,
didn't
I'm
Mike
not.
Seaver live over in the over the garage?
I don't know that. I think so, with his friend Boner. But I do
Boner.
Know.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, go ahead.
So in the Brady Bunch, Our Son, the Man, this episode was a prelude to the cool story in season four where Greg, now college bound, wants to relocate to the revamped attic room. So maybe he was downstairs and then he moved upstairs?
Can you see, am I crazy, or did Greg move down to his father's architectural office for one of the seasons? Didn't he turn that into his room? And then he moved to the attic? I don't know, because what happened was Greg kept growing. And Greg needed privacy for all his 70s activities.
What do you think Greg was doing? Didn't he have like a...
Greg was definitely pulling bong hits.
Yeah, I know, right? Because he had a lava lamp, dude.
Yeah, he had a lava lamp. He definitely smoked weed.
We know what that means.
Yeah, a lava lamp means you're getting high and staring at the wax.
You're stoned and you're watching shit just move around.
I should get you a lava lamp. You'd probably love it.
I had one for a while. I had it in my room. It was orange.
What
I
is
remember.
It? Just melted wax that just roams around?
Once you heat it up, it just starts floating around and everything. It's real cool to look at.
Greg Brady had that and beads.
When you're stoned. Let's continue.
All right. Joelle's going to find out about that weird trivia question. All right. So upstairs, downstairs, we tried again. Turk's still not on board for upstairs, downstairs. He prefers sticking solely to upstairs.
JD loves downstairs. But
JD
hides
does
it.
Like... JD is hiding the fact that he enjoys downstairs. all right, so Elliot said, well, Joelle, you have quite a face on you.
Sorry, a lot happened in a single episode about where his bedroom should be. So it looks like he was supposed to go to the attic, and then they were like, yeah, but our attic is short. This is before he actually makes the move to the attic. So then Carol, the mom, is like, we could turn your den into Greg's bedroom, but the dad's like, that's an absurd suggestion. Can't possibly do that. And then, sorry, they also suggested the garage, I guess?
I don't know. There's plenty of audience members listening right now that are screaming at their phone the exact timeline of what happened to
you
Greg's
fools.
Bedroom. You idiots. In episode 411...
Right. Okay, so yes, then Mike gives up his office so that Greg can have his own room.
That's what we should do, that's a Brady Bunch rewatch podcast.
Scrubs rewatch show with the Brady Bunch cast.
Yeah, some shit like that.
We should have Maureen McCormick on, Marsha Brady. Fun. She was on Scrubs, so it's not out of the blue. And
we could have a bunch of Bradys on. There were a few that were on our show.
Yeah, Joelle, will you put together a very Brady episode?
Holy shit!
This went one episode?
Both Greg and Marsha were on the show.
Was Peter ever on the show?
No. Never got Peter.
Never got Peter.
Never got Cindy.
She's in the episode My Journey.
Yeah, I marry her.
Oh, right.
I had such a crush on Marsha. It was right when like my feelings for the opposite sex began to gurgle.
Started to join. Yeah.
And Marsha really just was like so pretty to me. And Joe from Facts of Life.
There were a couple of them for me, man.
Were you a Joe or a Tootie? Oh, you were a Tootie.
Tootie for sure. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Kim Fields. For a really long time, too. And I just worked with her. She directed an episode of Extended Family.
Oh.
And...
Have you told her how much you had a crush on Tootie?
Hell no, I'm not going to say that shit to her. Are you crazy?
By the way.
This shit, I'm not trying to get me Tooed. Shit, get the fuck out of here. I had such a crush on you when I was a youngster.
Well, I think if you could do that in an appropriate way that's not me Tooed. I'm going to tell that to Alicia Silverstone that I had such a crush on her when we have.
You've already told her that. You've already told her.
All right. Should we take a break? Are we good?
We should.
All right. We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit jlab.com to find your kind of tech.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds in house arrest.
I don't want you to forget that.
That dude sounded like that guy. I thought he was.
I don't want you to forget. I'm so happy that things are blowing up for your career right now, but I don't want you to forget.
Zach and Donald are gay newlyweds in house arrest.
Should that be the movie we do?
No,
should that
but
be our
I,
first movie?
I just think I posted this picture from Wish I Was Here on my Instagram, just because I was looking for pictures to post saying the podcast was back. And one guy wrote, someone wrote, what's that from? And a guy wrote, that's from the new show, Gay Newlyweds.
It's you and me and Jay.
And I want you to know, whomever wrote that, I laughed out loud. So
that's funny.
Eat these balls, Zach.
All right. All right, we're back in the Bahamas. So Elliot had the storyline with Elliot and JD is Elliot had said, I love you in a really natural way where she said all these things that she loved about him. And JD just said, I love you too. And Elliot does not like that. She wanted
Well, JD's romantic about it, but she wants more in Elliot fashion. This is what I took it as.
She's
Elliot's no longer, the freaky freak that wants to that fantasizes about sex and all of that stuff anymore. She's tamed herself a little, and now what she fantasizes about is love and wedding. And I mean, she's always had the wedding fetish, but now she fantasizes about the way she wants to be romanced and stuff.
Yes.
And
but she's sort of dictating how he should. I mean, right, Joelle, you're nodding. It's weird, right? Like, she's sort of like, it's
I was going to be weird if it wasn't Elliot. Like, she's so neurotic about it. Yeah. But we've seen Elliot be very stringent in how she wants to be approached romantically. So I think for JD, like, to not pick up. I was like screaming when toward the end when he was like, oh no, stop being crazy. I was like, she's gonna murder you in your sleep, dude. Like,
yeah, I know.
It's like whole personality is to be a little bit crazy.
I know. I also think it's probably a bad idea to tell your partner in any shape or form, stop being crazy. I don't think anyone likes hearing that.
Mm-mm. It's just so dismissive. Dave Chappelle was right when he said that shit. It's dismissive when you say that person's crazy. That's just crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? It is, man. If somebody's talking to you and at the end of it, you go, man, that's crazy.
Well, that
you, you have, mean, that you is so dismissive.
I think you mean to say, if you're saying, no, you're being crazy. If you say their story's crazy. Yeah.
Both, in both versions of it, it's a dismissive thing to say. You're crazy or that's crazy. In both situations, it's just.
But the funny thing is that Ellie admitted that she had like written all this shit out and then acted like it was spontaneous. Mm-hmm. So then when JD responds in a and doesn't have a whole elaborate monologue prepared about how he loves her, she's pissed off. And it's like, well, I didn't have time to prepare a secret monologue.
She wasn't asking for it at that moment either, though. She was asking for it when you were
prepared. But what is he supposed to say? He said so sweetly, I love you too, so earnestly.
Well, she's also playing with him also. She's not doing this as she's also having fun with him. You know, this is a game she's playing too.
Oh, I see. You're saying she's doing it as a flirty game. I thought it was
She smiles at the end of it and everything. She still kisses him. They're still boning. They still do all of these things. She's just like, when you're at your best is when I want you to say why you love me and explain it all.
Okay. Got it.
That's just, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you. That's probably correct. All right. So we get to the Bahamas, Hopetown, and the first thing we see is a guy who's talking to Todd. We learn that this is where Todd went to medical school. Which is crazy because he's the best surgeon in the hospital and he went on a tiny island in the Bahamas to medical school, which, I'm sure there's great medical schools in the Bahamas, but this is Hopetown. It's a very, very small island. So it's just a little shocking that that's where he went to medical school. The man he's talking to is Cabot McMullen, who was the production designer for all of Scrubs, all 9 seasons, and is now the production designer of Shrinking, which has particularly beautiful sets. If you watch Shrinking and you like it, all of those home interiors and the office interiors, which are such beautiful homes, are all on stages. Sorry, spoiler. But they're all designed by the brilliant Cabot McMullen, who plays Todd's high-fiving mentor.
And very well, too.
The ground shakes when he high-fives
Todd. He high-fives him so hard.
There's an earthquake.
That is a sonic boom.
Sonic boom in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
So the janitor's furious that they're there.
The janitor really believed that sending out invitations to his work friends, saying that it's out of town, it's out of state, out of country, 3 days from now, he didn't think there was any way anyone, maybe one or two.
Well, no one. There's no way.
No one's showing up for that.
No one's showing up if you tell me your wedding's in 3 days in the Bahamas. I mean, if you said that to me, I would probably go. Like, you'd go for like your best friend. Obviously, you'd be like, okay, let's do it. But your work friends are probably not going to be able to rally.
No.
But they all did.
But they have looked because JD, the power. But
now the janitor, everything he tries to do for the janitor that's even somewhat nice. So he thinks he's doing the sweetest thing in the world by rallying everyone. And the janitor's like, what the fuck did you do? I just wanted the presents.
Yeah.
We're not even having a ceremony. And then
that is the best thing about getting and then they married cut too.
What?
The presents are wonderful, man.
You got good presents?
Oh, my dude. I fucking had a wedding in your backyard. What are you talking about?
No, I know.
That's the best present on the planet.
Oh, I gave you the best present? My wedding
dude,
venue?
We had a party in your backyard in my wife's honor. Are you kidding me? The presents are fabulous.
Did you get a blender?
No, I didn't ask for a blender, but I did get some china.
Okay. Yeah. Do you ever use it?
Yeah, we do, actually.
You ever pull out the good plates?
Oh, yeah.
My mom had the good plates. We never used them.
Ever? Would they just sit in a cabinet?
They were her mother's, and they were very important to her, and they were in the cabinet. I don't think they ever came out.
Mm.
The good plates.
We have China now. I think it's Louis Vuitton China.
Louis Vuitton plates?
Ooh. Louis Vuitton makes China?
Something like that. It's something crazy, but whoever bought it for us spent a pretty penny for it.
Can you look up if there's Louis Vuitton plates?
We put it on our registry thinking no one's going to buy this.
Why would you put Louis Vuitton plates on your registry? That's so obnoxious.
Because that's what you do. You give everybody an opportunity. Listen, let me explain. This is how I understand it. You put some expensive shit, you put the mid-range shit, and then you put the inexpensive stuff on your registry. Nobody's ever going to buy the expensive stuff.
Don't you think it's a little presumptuous and rude to be like, I want Louis Vuitton plates?
You don't think anybody's ever going to do it. So you put it on there like, ha, ha, ha. Somebody did it. And
Daniel, what is it?
Holy
shit. Is it real?
Oh, yeah. Set of two dinner plates, monogram flower tile, $430.
Two plates?
Or you get a plate set for $1,500.
We got the whole set.
Oh, God. Wow. Have you ever eaten off of them?
My dude.
Stop saying my dude. I hate my dude.
I didn't say my guy. I said
my
dude.
I hate my guy. I hate my dude. I hate it all. It's not.
Well, you say bruh a lot.
Yeah, but bruh's like our era. You're taking on like TikTok language now. My dude.
I live with freaking two kids. I have fucking 22-year-old kids.
Do you let your kids say my dude to you?
My kid says bruh to me. Are you kidding me? Rocco will be like this, bruh.
I'm looking to me. Hold on, I'm looking at your Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, this is amazing. Louis Vuitton
burger box?
No, that's like a purse, Daniel.
Someone buy it for me.
So yeah, you love it, Joelle. See?
I told you.
This is the dish set. Let me see the dish set. And then this is the these are the flower plates.
Donald, you can't eat off these.
Are these the ones, Donald?
Let me see. Are you putting them up in the chat?
Yeah, there's a chat. There's two links. There's three links.
Oh, my God.
I like the China ones that are blue and white. Very classic. Pretty.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Donald.
No, that's not them.
You never offered me this plate when I've come over.
I'll show it to you when you come over
Christmas,
next time.
At Christmas, you made me a really nice meal, but it wasn't served on a Louis Vuitton plate.
That's not it either.
Okay. This was years ago, so it's probably a contemporary set. So
yeah, it's probably a long time ago. You should sell them, dude. Let's sell them on eBay.
Burger box, that looks dope.
Right?
What would you do with a burger box?
Put a burger in it, motherfucker.
You're not going to put a burger in it.
No.
Go straight to In-N-Out, place a burger in it.
It's $2,600 for a Louis Vuitton burger box.
It's going right on top of the China. And this is my burger box.
What do you put in a? What is that really for? That's meant to be like a purse.
I think so.
I would say it's more of a. It's like there was a moment in fashion where all of a sudden they were making a lot of like fast food type containers, cups, and purses that look like pizza and stuff. It was a very weird moment. Coke cans or whatever. I think it's more of a play on something. I don't know if anyone would actually use it as a purse. Maybe they would.
I feel like this is the thing you see at the Met later. What the hell do you do with it?
Look at it. It's pretty.
You put it on display.
You do with your Grammy.
No, you don't buy a Louis Vuitton burger box and put it on the mantle.
What the fuck do you do with it then?
I don't know. I'm not doing a bit. I'm genuinely curious what the purpose of it is. Like,
oh my gosh, it comes with little like chips that look like burgers.
No.
Yeah, if you scroll down, you can see them. It's weird.
Wait. Oh my God, you're right.
They look like poker chips, kind of, but they stack into the shape of a burger.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I didn't put that together.
It's a holder for what do you call those things? Coasters.
When you go to Fogo to Chow.
No, it's a holder for it's a coaster holder.
You bust out the Louis Vuitton Fogo to Chow. It's like,
that would be
coming.
The dopest thing ever. Listen, I bought my own green and red. It's Louis Vuitton. Exactly.
You guys, scroll down.
You better bring me to choice meat tonight.
You guys, scroll down. Aren't those coasters? Isn't this a holder for coasters?
I think you're right. Yeah. I think they're coasters.
It's a coaster holder.
But the coasters are colored to be a burger, which is hilarious.
Oh, clever. I got it. That is the dumbest $2,600 I've ever seen offered.
Oh, golly.
Good eye, Joel.
Oh, my God. Look at the price of this shit.
I know. It's
ridiculous. $2,500.
This is a Louis Vuitton wine kit. That's a wine opener for $2,500.
Dude, oh we're not God, supposed to be shopping. We're shopping online. I'm shopping online. I'm not shopping. In our podcast right
I'm
now.
I'm certainly not shopping.
On our podcast, we're shopping.
No, I'm just blown away that you have Louis Vuitton plates. I know a lot about you.
Window shopping. I'm not sure if it's Louis Vuitton anymore after looking at this, but.
Well, you're going to ruin the whole segment if you go look and they're not. All right.
Good. They we'll might be William Sonoma.
Find out next week.
Oh, I read it wrong. It's Crate and Barrel. I never flipped it over, guys. It's Pottery Barn.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Let's go to break and then we can.
All right, we're going to go to break while you guys look up the Louis Vuitton burger case and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Everybody!
Ah! For fuck's sake, just stop talking about your willies.
Sorry, Deb. All right.
Ready, so this Donald? Was really just a setup for the next episode because it's a to-be-continued episode.
Yes.
And so what we learn in this episode is that Carla is missing the heck out of Izzy. She's right. Pregnant with the baby, so she's not feeling hot, really. So she's wearing, you know, shorts and one piece at the beach while Elliot and Jordan have gotten all sexy for this one shot on the beach for their men.
And Jordan went and got somehow in overnight got liposuction, which I don't think is an overnight thing. But she did.
Even if it is an overnight thing, I don't know if it's safe to get in the water in the Bahamas.
Yeah. But we should say that they both look so beautiful as they do their slow motion electric guitar scored walk down the beach. Elliot does her cute little thing where she sticks her booty in the air and she's trying to show off how good she looks before she starts binge eating.
Yes. She did it for the one shot. You got what you looked. You were
yeah, she goes,
for.
Okay. She literally says, like, okay, look at it, look at it, look at it. All right, now hand me that conch. Yeah, what do you call it? Conch?
Conch? Fried conch.
Conch. That was conch.
I think it is conch. Conch.
I don't know. I called it conch.
Joelle, is it conch or conch? Conch.
Yes, conch.
SpongeBob taught me that.
They both sound. They both sound.
What is conch? Oh, it's the thing in the conch shell.
Yeah, yeah. The shell.
There you go.
It's that's the popular snail
down there.
Whatever that is, that's
along with the Bahama Mama.
That was good too. Bahama Mama's home.
Yeah, we drank
gracious
a lot of Bahama Mamas back then.
I sure did. Okay, so as much as Judy was trying to hide her body in this bad boy, you can tell when she's walking up in that one piece in the shorts. She got something good going on under there, baby. You can tell when she walked.
I know. I have to say, like, I know the joke was that she was supposed to be looking frumpy next to Jordan and Elliot, but she still looked adorable walking down the beach. Like, it didn't fully work. She just looked a little dorky, but she looked so cute, you know?
Anyway, we should
mention Jordan and Cox's storyline, which is that he sort of – they have this weird relationship, obviously, we all know, where she says, be my pleasure if you're working the whole time. I don't care. I don't want to hang out with you. But then she's finally sick of it because he's on his laptop at the beach. And he says, I've been done with my work since the plane. I'm just waiting for you to crack. And then she takes his laptop and she hurls it into the ocean because she actually does want his attention.
Well, she tries to hurl it into the ocean and it boomerangs, doesn't it?
No, it flies super far and almost hits you in the ocean.
And he ducks because he wants – Turk ducks because he's waiting for Carla to come to the ocean so they can have sex. But she's probably passed out in the room right now.
How you said it. Underwater relations.
Underwater relations.
Only the mermaids will know what we're doing was my favorite line.
Well, Turk does believe in mermaids. We know.
Yeah,
this.
Talk about that because you skipped over a really funny. We skipped over a funny scene where you go to the room to try and have sex with her,
and she's on the phone with the nanny because she's afraid of something. This is all very relatable, by the way. If any of you have children and have been out and on vacation without your children, you know exactly what this feels like. The dudes know what this feels like. Like, I worry on the plane, but then once I land, I'm good. You know what I mean? And I'm ready to have a good time. My wife is sometimes like that, but sometimes she's back at the – she's still in California on the phone. So listen and make sure and make – you know what I mean? This was very relatable.
Mm. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. But Turk wants underwater relations.
Who doesn't?
And then she says, for the last time, Turk.
I don't know if I want to do it in the ocean, though.
Nah.
I don't know that that would be, well, I don't know. I don't know, that would be nice because of sea serpents.
Oh.
Sea serpents.
What if you're like, she's like, oof. You're like, I'm not doing anything.
I haven't done anything yet.
She's like, huh?
I know what I saw, woman. Do it like you did it.
I know what I saw, woman. I don't remember how I did it.
You go, I know what I saw, woman.
Yeah. So Turk really saw a mermaid. And it turns out it's Shalina at the end.
Yes, spoilers. Kelso is at the bar parked drinking Bahama Mamas. And JD, as we mentioned, says to Elliot, you know, stop being crazy, and thinks that that's going to be fine. But Elliot, of course, walks off because that's obnoxious to say to someone. And when he comes back, Kelso orders two Bahama Mamas, and we think, and JD thinks one's for him. So he says, thank you. And then we reveal that Kelso has ordered them both for himself. And then we say, dun, 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 na, 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 to be continued.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Standout parts in this episode, favorite biggest laugh.
My or biggest
favorite
laugh.
Moment.
My biggest laugh is the thing with Todd in the cafeteria saying, not your chair.
Right on. Joelle?
What's yours?
Yeah, no, it's definitely the whole mermaid. Whole mermaid bit really got me.
Daniel?
Daniel doesn't watch the show. Daniel hasn't seen an episode of Scrubs in his whole life.
Hey, now. I do love the show.
What's yours, Donald?
Mine? Jordan singing slow motion for me.
Oh my God, how could we forget? How could we forget? Into the hairbrush on the nanny cam.
That shit had me rolling.
Krista's so cute there.
Oh, damn, I forgot that happened.
All right, some quick trivia. Some quick trivia. My Soul on Fire was originally intended to be aired as a 1-hour episode, but due to scheduling, ABC broke it into two. JD and Elliot's first kiss was episode 14 of episode 1. This is episode 14 of season 8. Therefore, it has indeed been 7 seasons.
Wow.
Or years since their first kiss. Oh, here's something that's wrong, Trevor, if you're still listening. It says the only scene to take place at Sacred Heart is the opening, after which the rest of the episode takes place in the Bahamas. That's not true. The show continues after the cold open at the hospital.
So you don't got the answers, Trevor. Finally caught you.
Well,
your
I'm
ass,
just giving him
we?
A.
We finally caught you, Trevor.
I'm sure there's a lot of upkeep to this. I don't even know if Trevor's still maintaining it, but Trevor, if you are, that's wrong.
Yeah, Trevor.
Barry Williams, of course, who played Greg. Brilliant.
Oh, another one. Another moment.
Another one.
When JD and Elliot are in the Bahamas and they've just finished kissing and she goes, oh, I got to go brush my teeth or floss something in the bathroom. And JD goes to the door and goes, you know, Elliot. She goes, what? He goes, I love you so much. She goes, JD, I'm pooing. He goes, I'll see you at the beach. Gets up and walks. That was very funny, too.
I also like the part where JD and Elliot are sleeping together. And she's like, wow, I'm lightheaded. He's like, it was lovemaking. And she was like, I just haven't eaten for 36 hours.
And he's like, can you humor me and just say that it was the lovemaking? She goes, fine, it was the lovemaking.
Love
and he goes, I know.
Great episode. Really fun
episode, man.
It's good to
very
have a
funny.
nice, hilarious one. That's our show, everybody. Donald, watch Donald's new show. Donald, plug it.
Extended Family, Tuesdays at 8:30 following Night Court on NBC.
NBC.
The More You Know. This means I get to do The More You Know again. Oh my gosh.
Wait, have they invited you to do one?
You can still, once you're not on the network anymore, you can't do The More You Know. I'm going to make a request.
Yeah,
this
your,
is my request.
Why don't you tell
Here's my request. Dear NBC.
I don't know that they
now
listen.
That I'm
know,
back
I don't know
on
if
the network.
The network as a whole listens to the podcast.
They listen to our podcast, bro.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
I want to do The More You Know. And I don't want to just do one. I want to do a few of them. I want to do like 4 or 5 of them.
Will you do it like super smug?
I'll do it. And then at the end of it, yeah, I'll do all the weight shifting and everything, yeah. You know, that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, I got this.
All right. I
the
I
more think, I, you know.
I think I legit did The More You Knows back in the day.
I've done a few of them.
I want to look on YouTube and see if I can find them. No,
well, that's
one
that was a fake
was
one.
Was in the show, but I think I
but I really
real
did
ones.
The More You Know, and I actually sang that in The More You Know. I went The More You Know.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I want to look up on YouTube any of my The More You Knows.
They're there. I'm going to look one up right now.
I don't remember what I did. I know I did one. I don't know if it's on the tube, on the YouTube.
Zach Braff.
B-R-A-F-F.
The More You Know. There's a few of them.
You did a PSA on prejudice?
You did one on prejudice?
Oh.
I did one on prejudice?
Yeah.
I got you here.
Hate is a 4-letter word. So is love. Which one are you going to teach your children?
The more you know.
Amazing.
Hate is a 4-letter word. So is love. Which one are you going to teach your children? Bravo. Smug as shit.
The more yeah. you know.
Okay. Sensational.
Any others you got?
There's this one. Here we go.
You had a tough day at the office, so you come home, make yourself some dinner, smother your kids, pop in a movie, maybe have a drink. It's fun, right? Wrong. Don't smother your kids.
Love it. That's a winner. That is a winner.
All right, everyone. That's our show. We love you. A Good Person, available on Prime. Please check it out. Donald, count us out.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's a story.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.